When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone, welcome to the Out of the Mud podcast, powered by the Music Hype Beast and syndicated over Power 102.8 LA. Now, the Out of the Mud podcast platform illuminates compelling personal stories of some of the brightest and innovative minds within Generation Z music culture. And tonight, I have the incredible opportunity to interview the one and only Braylon J, a talented recording artist and entrepreneur. And my name is Derek T. Lewis, and I'm your host tonight. And make sure you follow me at The Real DT Lou on Instagram. And now that I'm proud to introduce recording artist Braylon J to the podcast, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and I've just been working on my craft lately.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that, for sure. Now, right off the bat, you know, talk about, you know, your background as far as where you grew up, you know, how was life, you know, with parents and things of that nature, childhood and the whole nine yards. Talk about that for a little bit.
Okay, well, I was born in Omaha, Nebraska. A lot of people, when they think of Nebraska, they think of cornfields. That's not the case. Like growing up, I often traveled through either Colorado or New York. I grew up around New York or Chicago sometimes. But I was born in Omaha, Nebraska. And growing up, I often, like, the reason I started making music is because I was going through a lot of struggles. And I used the music as, like, an outlet to get through those struggles.
Right.
And so as growing up, I only grew up with my mother. So, yeah.
Okay. But just to let you know, when I think of Nebraska, I think of the football team, the University of Nebraska. And I have a couple friends out there in Nebraska. She said, basically, when football season comes around, it's football or nothing. So I heard nothing but good vibes out there in Nebraska. So break down to the audience in regards to the vibe that you had growing up, in regards to the person that you were, whether it was sports and that type of thing.
Well, I didn't really do sports growing up, but I did about one sport, about track and field. I did it. I ran for this track team called Peak Performance.
Okay.
And but I didn't really do sports because a lot of times I was also like hanging around the wrong crowd and doing what I didn't need to be doing, you know.
Totally understand that. All right. So what were some of those things that did make you happy and grateful during that time?
Really, it was really just music. As I said, you know, my mom, she used to direct in the choir at church, and
okay,
I like singing. So I got into singing. When middle school came around, I went into rap. So I just started using that as a coping mechanism because I wasn't put in therapy for the things that I needed.
Okay. Now, who was one of your childhood friends that, and I know you said that there was the wrong crowd, but on the flip side, who was one of your childhood friends that really impacted your youth in a positive way?
Long live my brother, but he's not my real brother, but I consider him as a brother. His name was Calvin, you know, JoJo, and he was there for me a lot. He also liked music, you know, piano, so that's another reason why I, like, kept going with music, because he inspired me in many ways.
You talked about, you know, as far as your connection with music, let's talk about the mental connection to it.
Okay.
Like, how does it make you feel, and what does it have down for your life?
Well, it makes me feel like, you know, I have like a calming feeling when I record, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like I'm either angry or depressed. I get to hop on the mic and it just makes me feel better altogether.
Right. Now, what responsibility do you believe, just you, Braylon, what responsibility do you believe that you owe to music?
Well, That's a good question. I'm trying to think on that right now. You said the responsibility I owe to music. I just think it's all about, like, when I first got into it, you know, it was just about a hobby. But as, you know, as I'm growing in the music industry, I think it's all about, like, being consistent and the business side of it. I think that's one thing.
Okay. Now, explain your sound, right? So let's talk about who it relates to and what has been the responses from the people out in Nebraska in regards to hearing Braylon J's music.
Well, I say my sound, at first it was like trap music, but I got into more of like R&B. And a lot of people compare me to Givon. I don't know if you heard of him. He made Heartbreak Anniversary. Okay. And sometimes I just do not R&B and just like talk on struggles in my life or just around me. People will compare me to Polo G. So,
all right. Now, what or who motivates you to pursue a career in music?
Well, God rest his soul, my brother Calvin and my mother, as right now.
Okay.
It's motivating me.
Now, spell out your artist name as it is on all the music streaming sites like Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal so people can lock in with you. And also, spell out your Instagram handle nice and loud so people can follow you on
that. Okay. It's spelled, my music name on all platforms is spread Braylon J Music, BraylonJ, capital J, MUSIC. And then for my Instagram, it's official underscore Braylon J. OFFICIAL underscore Braylon J, BraylonJ.
Okay. Now, what have you enjoyed most about being on the Out of the Mud podcast today?
Well, I enjoy like talking to you. You know, it's a very cool experience because honestly, this is my first interview, so I didn't know what to expect happening on this interview, but I'm glad I'm on here.
Appreciate you having you on, man. So we want to thank everybody for rocking with us tonight on the Out of the Mud podcast, brought, you know, again, powered by iHeartRadio and syndicated on Power 102.8 LA. And make sure you follow me on Instagram, as I stated earlier, at The Real DT Lou, and I follow you right back. And also follow the movement on Instagram at Radio Pushers, at Radio Pushers TV, and at The Music Hype Beast. Always bet on yourself and always dream, hustle, and win. Peace out. See you next time.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.